all the things that are happening at Southend United. And one thing that he said is that last week he prayed for a player's injured ankle, and that player actually took the time to come up and find Stu and said, "Stu, your prayer, it worked. My ankle's been healed." That's incredible. Loads more there, but we'll leave it. Shine is a self-esteem course for women, and we've been granted funding by the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office to bring on an extra coordinator so that we can impact more and more people. Viv and Em are currently working with local agencies, Open Road, Four Children and Chelmsford City Council, and they're referring women into our programme so that we can help them come out the other side of their situations. Flourish, it's a self-esteem and self-worth course for girls in our city. And we've already sold our first Flourish course to another church in Loughton. And they now are taking it out to the churches of Loughton, and they are making a big difference. We have taken six courses into schools in Chelmsford and the surrounding area. Courage is coming soon, which is going to be a course for boys, teaching year six boys what it really means to be a man in today's climate, not what they see around them on TV, on their phones and everywhere else. We have started a fantastic work a few months back into Duke's Orchard, a retirement home in Rittle, and it's gone from coffee mornings to now providing meals, and it's absolutely fabulous, the impact that we're having there, and that is going to snowball. We know it. I think that Duke's Orchard is just the first place where this is going to be running. There are so many people out there who may be struggling with loneliness, and God is calling us to put that right. We've got influence in council strategic groups. We regularly meet with senior leaders within our community, and we even have opportunities to pray with some of the people who are making decisions in our city. It's incredible. Within the worship department, Extol is flourishing. We've now got 12 worship leaders, you may have noticed. We've resourced and trained a number of other churches. We've hosted our first ever CGI Creative Arts Day. Dance is now happening on a Thursdays. We're looking for a prophetic art to be breaking in more and more. And next week, we start a new venture called Awaken the Sound, where secondary age young people are going to be able to come and learn to worship, learn their instruments, learn their craft, and join us. We don't want to see age limits. You must be 18 before you can get on the platform. That's never how it's been. We want to see people in with what we're doing. And we're aiming to resource kids' church from January every fortnight with live music, their own band. No longer are they going to be worshipping to YouTube clips. We are going to take it by the horns, and we're going to get live music upstairs. So pray for us with that one. It's a lot of work to put on people, but we're up for it. Missions and justice, huge area in the life of the church. We've had two big trips to Calais to work with refugees, and that has had a big impact. I'm not allowed to give loads of information, but I can say this, that the work of traffickers may have been halted somewhat because of the work of this church. So that's amazing, and we're so thankful for that. Do you know, there's a national organisation called Stop the Traffic. There's Stop the Traffic Manchester, there's Stop the Traffic in big cities, and there is a Stop the Traffic Chelmsford. What you may not know is it's based from our church office. Sarah Bell, one of our own family members here, heads up Stop the Traffic Chelmsford. And it is having a big impact into making Chelmsford a place where traffickers realise it's a no-go area. This is not going to be a place where we see trafficking taking place, not on our watch. That's what we believe as a church. We need more people to come alongside Sarah Bell and the work of Stop the Traffic here. We're taking significant and encouraging steps forward in that battle. In Romania, we've deepened and strengthened our link with Brad and Nora and Outstretched Hands. Thanks to a really generous donation of someone in this congregation, we were able to buy them the minibus they so desired, which is incredible. And we're continuing to send teams out. We had one go out at Easter to make a significant difference into the lives of people out in Romania. We've re-established the link with Cherish Uganda, our home for AIDS orphans in Uganda, just outside of Kampala. It's now developed, as we know, to have not just a home for the children, but hospital and education for them too. It's amazing for the children and for the entire community. Some of you may remember that this time last year, God prompted us to give our entire vision offering to Cherish. So that's where it went. No sooner had we been given it than God told us to give it away. And we learned last year that we can't outgive God. That is a principle to have in your life. It's a principle we've got in ours. Don't hold on and hold on and hope this money will work for a rainy day. Give to what God is telling us to give to, and he will never be outgiven. Femi and Maria continue to engage in missions work through their organization, Blessed to Be a Blessing. They and others in this congregation continue to go out on short and long-term missions to make a difference. The DNA, the Visitors Lounge, hospitality, welcome. We know that this is a church where people come in and they feel loved and they feel connected. And I just want to honour and thank everybody involved in that. But I've got to start glossing now. My time is long gone. I'm on page 2. Nikki's just released me. Does that mean I should talk more slowly? Is that, or you like the pace of, come on, let's fire this up. Yes, life groups. Good. Life groups continue to be the lifeblood of the church. There are so many testimonies that we've got of people growing in their faith, building relationships, being loved and cared for by members of their life group. Under the leadership of Andrew and Anna Holland, there's a number of new life groups that are bubbling up all over the city, and we're so excited by it. Tuesday worship. Nikki was just speaking in there last week. We have Tuesday worship that takes place in the downstairs lounge that maybe some of you don't know about. It's a more traditional service for people who've been in the church for a longer time and find us a bit loud. They have a more traditional service in the downstairs lounge, and it's a fantastic church. It's amazing. It's church within a church. They are part of our family, and we love them dearly. Mike Collins and the team are doing a great job. Pastoral care and counselling. Do you know, at Christmas, we were able to bless with at least £100, but for most people more, over 25 families within the church because of the giving that you guys did in our pastoral offering in December. That enabled 25 families to find it a bit easier to get through Christmas if they were struggling financially. That is awesome. We're going to be thanking God so loudly in just a while. The marriage course continues to help people to bless their marriages and invest into them. We've got counselling. So many people's lives are being put back together by the amazing counselling team of this church. We have one-on-one support, pastoral meals, hospital visits, home visits, coffee catch-ups, so much going on. And we're so thankful to God for it. Prayer is on the move in this church. Pre-service prayer has gone from strength to strength. We have a prayer team who are there for us to lift our arms up when we're weary on a Sunday morning, and we thank God for them. We've got deeper prayer, which is where people can spend time for a couple of hours, really getting to the roots of situations in prayer and seeing people released. We've got, where am I? We have got a prophetic pod that started, a forum where people come together to hear for God and for the church moving forward. We had an amazing 72 hours of continuous prayer for Rick. And Brian Summers at the moment is our CGI connector. And we've had a brilliant prayer time just in the last couple of weeks within CGI. We're so thankful to God for discipleship. FA's done a great job in auditing our current discipleship model. You know, one of the things we're definitely called to do is to make disciples. We're called to do loads of other things. And sometimes it can be, well, the stuff in the church isn't quite as exciting as what we're doing in Romania and wherever else. But you know what? If we are built up as disciples, then every one of us makes the difference that much more than a team of people on a mission do. So our discipleship investment is vital. FA's been continuing to build a program and working recently with Wendy on that one. He's been speaking at life groups in DNA. He's been doing Skylark Air. Do tune into that when it's back in a few weeks' time. And it's our Bible reading plan online, and it's phenomenal for helping us to be developed in our discipleship. The men's and women's teams are really making a huge difference into people's lives. The men went away to Letton Hall earlier this year, had a great time. They have regular events, regular breakfasts. Get plugged in, get connected in there. The women as well, they just had an amazing high tea, which was profiling key social justice ministries. And Andrea and Louise just went out again to Calais with a carload full of things that were collected for that meal to take out and bless the camp in Calais. It's absolutely incredible. They meet weekly as well. There's so much going on. On Sunday mornings, we've seen more worship leaders emerge, more in-house speakers being raised up, a sweet sense of God's presence here with us, and an exciting sense of momentum. Cafe churches continue to be a highlight of the year and something that we feel safe to bring friends and family to. We're so thankful to God for them. In this last 12 months, we've pioneered the Seek service. And that has been an incredible time where we come together and connect with God on a Sunday evening. There's been a real sense that we have grown closer as a family in the last 12 months. I really believe that. There's so much love and welcome here. There's rejoicing and mourning together. There's genuine and authentic love for God and for one another. And it's one of the things we so value about this church. Nikki and I went out to speak at Spring Harvest this year. And we're also part of the CGI vision team. Nikki's one of the directors of CGI, inputting vision and strategy into the network. Cy, Sue, Stu, Wendy, and others have also been out preaching and teaching in other churches to bless other churches in the network and beyond. Citywide, Nikki's just become part of the CTIC, Churches Together in Chelmsford Committee. Sue Gibson's already a part of that. So we're working deliberately with churches across our city to build unity. And people within this church are involved in church-wide activities like street pastors, food bank, and other key ministries, and we're grateful to God for it. Each of you has had significant encounters and conversations and impact this year. You may not know it, but it's true. In these, we each represent the vision and value of the church, but it's so much more than we can measurably define. We each are the hands and feet for the kingdom of heaven, and every time we interact with people, we leave a God deposit in people's lives. Through empower and learning leadership life lessons and being ready to move into whatever God has for them in the way of leadership. A few more left. Just this page. That's not bad, is it? Here we go. Youth. Woo! Skylark Youth. That's what they're now called. Hey, great name. Tuesday evenings, Friday nights, and so much more. And I asked for some testimonies. They include two people giving their lives to Jesus at the big church day out, whilst the youth stood with interlocking arms worshipping God. Another four people giving their lives to Jesus at summer camp. Jess has started Liberty, a group for young women that allows them to live in the freedom that God desires for them. We're doing mentoring in schools, getting alongside kids who are pointed in our direction by heads of year, deputy heads, as needing a bit of extra input, and we're able to go and draw alongside those young people. Kids Church. You know, Skylark Kids is growing and bursting at the seams. It's almost doubled in numbers in the last 12 months. This is a big group of children that we're working with, and we've got about eight or so in the creche ready to come in the new year. So the kids team are really excited about that too. And more coming through. You know, it's incredible. It's incredible what God's doing in the kids' church. There's an incredible team. We've got so many families joining us and making our family their family home. There's a new look Skylark Kids being launched in January, which is really exciting. The summer club went fantastically well for Kids Church. And Little Ones has been launched, which is our mum, dad and toddler group here on a Thursday morning, benefiting the parents from this church and from the community. It's growing so rapidly already. It is incredible. You know, I do just want to pause and say something about serving, particularly with Kids Church in mind, but with everything, okay? We want this to be a church where everyone finds a place of service. Everyone. So that's you and that's me. That everyone has a part to play rather than just being an attender. This is our home. This is our family. We've got a job to do. And you know what? This may sound a little bit strange, but we need to serve where we're gifted. Okay? Serve where we're gifted. And you may think, wouldn't anyone do that anyway? And I've been thinking about it recently. I think sometimes we use our gift up in the world. And it's great to use our gift up out there in the community, in the city, in our workplaces. But I think it's important too that we use our gifting into the house of God. So if I think about teachers, there are many teachers here who could really bless our kids' work. But they think, I've been with kids all week. I don't want to be with them again. And I understand that. But you know what? If you could push through and give another 90 minutes, what an eternal impact you could have into the lives of our young children. Because you're not just teaching them curriculum, you're teaching them Jesus. And that could set them up for life. If you are gifted with working in finances, don't be so exhausted of money by the time you get here, you don't want to help out and be on the finance team. Let's sow in where we're gifted. If we're hospitable and our job is hospitable, let's get hospitable on a Sunday. Because if we use up our gift out there and don't have it for here, I think the house suffers as a result. So let's really think into that. No one feel condemned, please. It's just a challenge to go out there. But with Kids Church in particular, with that many kids, we need more people rising up. Not because you fill a rota, but because you're passionate to see Jesus in their young lives. With that in mind, can we get all of the children to stand up? If they're too small to stand up, could you stand with them? We're going to pray for all of our children and our youth. So youth, if you're in here and not out the back somewhere, children and youth, please stand up for me. Children and youth, please stand up. Come to the front then, yeah. There's another 4 minutes. Come to the front, please, children. Come to the front, children. Come to the front, Dave. Come on now. This is fun. These are some of our amazing children. Look at this, everybody, and let your heart rejoice. Keep coming, children, keep coming. Here they come, emerging out of the woodwork. It's amazing, isn't it? Keep coming, keep squeezing to the front. Sorry. Look at that. Let's thank God for our children. Let's give him a huge round of applause. Yeah, and this isn't all of them. So I'm going to pray for our kids and for our youth. Lord, we thank you so much that this is not the church of tomorrow, this is the church of today. I thank you, Lord, that Holy Spirit, you want to fill these young people so that even at their age, they're laying hands on the sick and they're seeing sicknesses gone, that they're teaching their friends about Jesus, they're making a difference in their environment. I pray for everybody from those who are 17/18 down to those who are about 3 weeks old who are represented here. And the 1 week old baby who's not here today because they're still at home. Lord, I just pray blessing on them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these children. Let this please encourage us. Get involved in kids' church, get involved in youth, and let us raise up this generation to be in love with Jesus. Yeah? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this lot. Amen. Thank you, everybody. You may return to your seats. Thank you. That's so exciting, isn't it? So incredible. And so I just want us to, let's get to our feet and give God a round of applause for everything that has taken place in the last 12 months. Let's not hold back. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please take your seats. Lord, we honor you for everything that you've done in the last 12 months. Nothing is too little. Everything is important. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you that you are building your church. We're not doing it. But, Lord, we partner with you in everything you want to do in us and through us as a family here. Amen.